Blog Talk Radio.
Be loved.
bless you. This is Pastor Kim from Vision of Hope Ministries, located at 5105 Reagan Drive in Charlotte, North Carolina. We do thank and praise God for all of his blessings. And we just are here tonight on the line asking you to pray with us and to study the word with us as we reach out in search of the Lord and finding our purpose like never before. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you for all of your love, your mercy, your kindness, and your grace. We thank you for how you bless us and you keep us, Lord, how you watch over us, God. We thank you for how you shield and protect us, Lord. We thank you for how you look out for us, God. Hallelujah. For how you watch over us, God. We thank you, Lord, that we lean and depend upon you, Father. You are the author and the finisher of our faith. You are strength. You are redeemer, God. We love you. We appreciate you. We trust you. We lean on you, God, like never before. Father, we ask you to bless those who are sick and shut in, God. We have several names on our prayer line, Father, and we ask you to bless them on tonight, Lord. Bless our own Sister Verdell, God, as she continues her recovery. Bless Mother Lily, Father, as she continues to just do your word and do your will, God, helping others, God, in the kingdom. We ask you to send out a special blessing over her, Father, in the name of Jesus. Then those families that are represented, the Young family, the Stratford family, God, we ask you to bless them tonight, God. Shield them and cover them. Some are sick and shut in, Father. And we ask you to just reach out and bless and touch them in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Then, God, we ask you to bless our loved ones, God, our children, our parents. Some still have parents that are living and still have children, God. Bless them, Lord. Shield them, cover them in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We're trusting you, we're leaning, and we're depending on you, Father. And we're asking you to be in the midst on tonight, Lord. We just ask you to bless our own Sister Crystal, Lord, and her endeavor, Lord. God, shield her and continue to shield her and protect her in the name of Jesus. We're trusting, we're leaning, and we're depending upon you, God, in Jesus' name. We love you, Lord. We look to you. You are the author and the finisher of our faith. You are strength and our redeemer. We look to you, God, like never before. Help us to do your will, Father, like never before. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord for his goodness. Hallelujah. For his mercy. For his grace and for his kindness. Please forgive me tonight. I'm a little tired in my body. But I'm here nonetheless in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Here nonetheless in Jesus' name. Glory to God. We're going to go to the book of Genesis, the 43rd chapter. What I want to just encourage you tonight is, you know, the Bible says that he will make your enemies your footstool. Sometimes we have situations and circumstances where people have done us wrong, and we want vindication. We want vengeance. We want justification. We want God to deal with them. Oh, my God, I'm asking you to bless even tonight because, Lord, if we look at our own lives, how we've dealt with others in moments of anger, in moments of stress, we have asked others to forgive us, and we want to be forgiven just the same. Hallelujah. But the Bible says that your enemies will become your footstool. He can do that. And I believe in this passage in the 43rd chapter of Genesis, I'm not going to spend a lot of time, but Joseph has finally met his enemies, my God. And his enemies were his own brothers, Lord have mercy, his brothers who had sold him and done him wrong, my God. And God had did just what he said. He made Joseph the head of the whole city of Egypt. And his brothers had to bow down to him, my God. They had to come to him for food. They had to give him honor and respect as a leader, not as a brother, but as a leader. Oh, I'm talking to somebody tonight. Hallelujah. You know, it's something when you have an anointing on your life. Hallelujah. And people know you in a regular or common way. My God. It's something when God has called you and people are tossed between recognizing that calling and just seeing you for who you are on an everyday basis. But Joseph was called. And his brothers were upset by that. Even though he hadn't stepped into his calling as a child, he was called. And for that, they punished him. Woo, Holy Ghost. For that, they tormented him. For that, they criticized him. For that, they traded him, sold him out. And here he is, an opportunity. My God. Here he is with an opportunity to lash back out at them, to give them what they gave him. And it's touching and it's hurting because he's tossed between it. He even, if you read back some, made an attempt to do so. He tricked them. But he was doing it so he could keep one of the brothers. But Joseph, when he sees this situation, this opportunity for him to get back at his enemies, for him to get back at those who have done him wrong and treated him wrong and mistreated him, when he sees this opportunity to get back at him, he is touched by God himself because he can't do it. Hallelujah. His love for his family overcomes this scenario of what they did and how they treated him. I believe that when the Bible says he'll make your enemies your footstool, it's not for you to step on them. It's for you to have mercy on them. Hallelujah. Help us today, Holy Ghost. It's for you to forgive and have mercy on them. And that's what Joseph was doing. Hallelujah. He was forgiving them. He was having mercy on them, even though they had done him wrong. But God had put him in a place. Those dreams and visions that he had come to pass, and he had every opportunity, every justification, some might even say every right, to give them what they gave him. He could have sent them away with no food, but he didn't do that. He welcomed them in. He gave them lots of food. He put out the royal carpet for his brothers, the ones who had done him wrong. Holy Ghost, hallelujah. So when God begins to bless you, hallelujah, those who may have done you wrong, those who may have mistreated you, even somebody may have overlooked you, those who have talked about you, those who have said you're not going to be anything, and it's not, those dreams and visions that you have are not going to come to pass, even those who have laughed at you, hallelujah, when God brings all that he has for you into fruition, and I call it the first phase of fruition, because as long as you're here, you have some more growth and some more dreams. But when God brings that to pass, you don't have to look at them and say, I told you so. You don't have to look at them and turn your nose up. You don't have to walk by them and not speak to them like they didn't speak to you. But you can have the mercy that the Lord has extended to you. You can have that mercy and extend it to them. You can have that grace and extend it to them and let them know that the Lord loves them just the same. It's no animosity. It's no hard feelings, but the Lord loves you, and so do I. Hallelujah. We're talking tonight about Joseph, the 43rd chapter, when he finally met up with his brothers and father and had the opportunity to seize the moment of what they had done to him. But instead, he reacted with the heart of love. He was emotional about the situation. He was hurt about the situation. You know, I could really go somewhere with this. My God. You know, has anybody ever done you wrong? And you wanted to lash out. You wanted to get back. You wanted to bring that old you out and get vindictive. But the Holy Ghost himself wouldn't let you. My God, the Holy Ghost himself would not allow you to do some things that you know you could have done and maybe justifiably. That's the kind of God we serve. He's going to fight our battles. He's going to stand up for us. He's going to give us victory. We're going to be triumphant with him. And so we don't have to worry about when things are done to us, when we're mistreated, or like I said before, when we have enemies that work against us. And I have a surprise for you, and I'm going to say this, and I'm not going to hold you long, but one of the things that if you even look in the Bible, you know, the enemy is not always that person out there from afar. You know, those are just haters. Those aren't enemies. Sometimes your enemies are right close to you. The people you love, the people that love you, your family members, your close friends, you know, those ones that are envying, those ones that are looking for you to fail. Sometimes your enemy is right there close. I heard somebody say one time, keep your friends close and your enemies closer, because sometimes they're just right there. And you're thinking that they have your back and they love you and they care for you. But, oh, my God, sometimes it's so much jealousy and envy and secret hatred, and they'll be the ones that will turn on you. And we just have to pray for them. We have to continue to pray for them and ask God to bless, ask God to heal, and ask God to deliver. Joseph didn't lash out. He used his authority. He used his position to love on his enemies. Woo! My God! The Bible says, love your enemies. Do good to them that mistreat you. And I'm paraphrasing. Hallelujah. We have to pray for those who do wrong to us. It's not easy. Don't even think that it is for a second. But when you recognize, and I'm going to say this and I'm going to close, we're not going to be on here all night. When you recognize who you are in Christ, you can honestly begin to feel bad for somebody that does you wrong or mistreats you because they don't realize what they're doing. You're a child of the King. There's a scripture that says it's better for you to tie a millstone, which is a big stone, around your neck and hurl your own self into the sea than to harm one of my least ones. I remember that scripture from when I was younger, and I used to tell God when somebody would hurt my feelings, or, you know, whatever the case may be, I would say, God, I know I'm not one of your most ones, but I sure enough know I'm one of your least ones. And you said it's better for a person to tie a millstone around their neck and hurl themselves over than to harm one of your least ones. So we thank God for his word today. We're confident in his word. It's no glory in anybody getting hurt. It's no glory in anybody, any type of vengeance. But it's the mercy and the love and the emotion behind being an overcomer that Joseph had. That's the experience you'll have if we're really in Christ and we really begin to look at our enemy as somebody who, as Jesus said on the cross, forgive them, for they know not what they do. I love you with the love of the Lord. I thank God for you. Thank God for you listening on each Wednesday evening. It's a small time to take out and give God some glory from 6:30 to 7 o'clock. Tell somebody about it. We're usually not even on the line that long. Tell somebody about it. We want to study the word of God. So many people, and they don't realize the enemy is getting them away from the word of God. They don't hear a word from the Lord or a prophecy or anything like that, but we need the word of God because it's going to help us to stand. It's going to be the meat of our life when we're lost. When we're confused, the word of God will quicken and come alive in our bodies and give us strength to do what we have to do to carry on. I love you with the love of the Lord. This is Pastor Kim from Vision of Hope Ministries, 5105 Reagan Drive, Charlotte, North Carolina. Again, we thank God for you. Father God, I'm asking you to bless those who are on the line, bless those who couldn't be on the line, bless those who even will listen by archive later on, bless those who will tune in online and listen. God, we ask a special prayer over their lives. Give them the strength to love their enemies in spite of what's been done. And we're going to be so careful to give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. Amen. God bless you. Hold it. I see a question. I'm going to chime you in. Hold on. Hello?
Hello.
Hello. Hey, how you doing?
I just wanted to call in and say that I am so grateful for you and Vision of Hope.
God bless you so much. I'm grateful for you. I am truly grateful.
My entire Vision of Hope family. So grateful.
We bless the name of the Lord.
I just need to let you all know that.
We bless the name of the Lord. We thank God for you, sis. We really do. I want you to know that it is nothing less than a privilege and an honor to be your pastor, to serve in any capacity that God would have me to serve. I know that it was a divine intervention, not just for you, but for us, for the body of Christ, for Vision of Hope. It was a divine intervention. So you never have to worry about calling on us. You know, if you need anything, if you want anything, don't hesitate, because we are the body of Christ. I value every soul that God has placed in my hand. I really do. And I just pray and ask God to continue to bless you, continue to strengthen you, continue to build you up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We know you're going to win the war. We know you're already on the winning side. But we want you to win some battles. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And even if
and
you don't, you're still on the winning side.
And I will.
Yes, you will. Yes, you will. Sometimes I have to tell that devil, you might have won this battle, but I'm still on the winning side. Hallelujah.
Exactly. With people like you and Mother Lily and the rest of the family, I am just so blessed.
God is good. God is good. We're blessed by you. We are blessed by you, and I'm not just saying that. We're blessed by you. And God is going to pull you through. You're going to get to the other side. For real, for real. You done already came through phase one. You know, you haven't been up in the Pennsylvania. When I was a kid, my uncle used to drive through the mountains in Pennsylvania, Ohio. And, I mean, we would go through tunnel after tunnel after tunnel. You know, we get through one, and then we had to go through another. It's about 6 or 7 tunnels going from New York to Ohio. And that's, you know, that's just how it is sometimes. We go through, we come out, get a breather, and go right back in again, go through again. Lord, have mercy. But I'm convinced that the people that are not going through, they're just not a threat to the devil. They're not a threat to the devil. But those of us who have some challenges, the devil's trying to, you know, take up all of our time. We have tests, trials, and tribulations. But I thank God for you, Sister Verdell, and God is going to continue to bless you. He has already blessed you, but he's going to continue to bless you even the more. You're going to get to the other side of this phase, and we declare it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We declare it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Saturate your home with
God doesn't give up on us, and I'm not going to give up on him.
But set the atmosphere. Set your home up with praise and worship music. Set the atmosphere. You may not play it all day. You might play it half the day. But set the atmosphere. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord. All right, my sister, we thank God, and we thank God for all of you. We're asking God to continue to bless, and we're going to say good night, and we love you, and we'll see you next Wednesday. Amen. God bless.